Candy's Moon by Linda Newbury.
The recording and distribution of this talking book has been funded thanks to the generous support provided to Cycle 750, a blind book reader's sponsored tandem ride from Edinburgh to London via Belfast, Dublin and Cardiff. Special thanks go to the relay of volunteer pilots without whom this trip could not have happened.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Historical House. This series is a unique collaboration between three award-winning authors, Adele Geras, Linda Newbury and Anne Turnbull, all writing about one very special house and the extraordinary young women who have lived there throughout history. To Anne and Adele, with love. Special thanks to Dorothy Hopkins and to John Liffen of the Science Museum, and of course to Megan Larkin, who started it all off. 6 Chelsea Walk, 1969. Chapter 1. Fly Me to the Moon. Andy didn't know where she was, only that something had woken her and she was staring into darkness. She sat up, clutching her pillow. The room came into focus. Dark shapes of wardrobe and chest of drawers, tall light rectangles of curtained windows. It wasn't her own bedroom, cluttered and square, with its one small window where the streetlight shone in. This was a much larger space. From the other bed, farthest from the door, came soft, steady breathing.